98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says call for presidents and premiers, ministers and monarchs at the General Assembly to recognize that people are looking to their leaders for a, quote, way out of this mess.
China's Xi Jinping, Russia's Vladimir Putin, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Britain's Rishi Sunak are all skipping the UNGA this year. That should put the spotlight on Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, who'll be making his first appearance at the Assembly's podium later on Tuesday, and on President Joe Biden. Guterres told leaders at Monday's opening he wants specific attention placed on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at townhall.com, day five of the auto strike. In a video statement, UAW President Sean Fain says more factories could see strike action.
We don't make serious progress by noon on Friday, September 22nd. More locals will be called on to stand up and join the strike. That will mark more than a week since our first members walked out. And that will mark more than a week of the Big Three failing to make progress in negotiations toward reaching a deal that does right by our members.
UAW President Sean Fain. The Senate now a little bit less formal. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says staff for the chamber's sergeant-at-arms will no longer enforce a dress code on the Senate floor. Change comes after Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has been wearing shorts as he goes about his duties, voting from the doorway so he doesn't get in trouble for his more casual attire. The dress code applying only to senators, not staff. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is 276 points in the red. More at townhall.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
India has expelled a senior Canadian diplomat after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau suggested Delhi may have been involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader.
So Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot dead on the 18th of June by two masked gunmen outside a Sikh temple in the Canadian province of British Columbia. He was a prominent Sikh leader and he publicly campaigned for a separate homeland for Sikhs. Now that's the reason why India had issues with him, with everyone who's a part of this movement called as the Khalistan movement, which is campaigning for the separate homeland. India sees it as a challenge to its territorial integrity and its sovereignty.
BBC correspondent Loyojita LeMay. France rolling out the red carpet for King Charles' state visit. The king will visit the Palace of Versailles, which is celebrating its 400th anniversary. Breaking news at townhall.com. A new survey names the state with the most violent drivers.
Arizona has the most violent and aggressive drivers in the U.S., according to a new survey from Forbes Advisor. It polled 200 drivers from every state in the nation. Topics included being forced off the road, being cursed at, and being involved in a fight outside the vehicle. Following Arizona in first place in the nation was Rhode Island, West Virginia, Virginia, and Oklahoma. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The crash site for a stealth fighter jet that went missing during the weekend after its pilot ejected has been located in rural South Carolina. Baylor University has settled a years-long federal lawsuit brought by 15 women who allege they were sexually assaulted at the nation's largest Baptist school. The terms of that settlement were not disclosed at the school in Waco, Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Legislative Republicans have a plan to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. It would raise $614 million through a combination of income tax hikes on major league players and investment from the team. This is Representative Robert Brooks.
We've asked the Brewers to step up, and they have. The Brewers are going to contribute an additional $100 million over the term of the contract, and that is in addition to their current rent and other capital investments.
The plan also requires investments from Milwaukee City and County, but it is being greeted cautiously by Democrats.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said it's unfortunate Republicans rejected a proposal Evers made earlier this year to spend $290 million in state money to fund Brewers ballpark renovations. Evers looks forward to reviewing the Republican proposal and continuing conversations. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer of Racine and Assistant Leader Kaylin Haywood of Milwaukee said the Republican proposal falls short of recognizing the regional benefit of AmFam Field, placing too great of a financial burden on the city and county of Milwaukee. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A trial begins today for a former Wausau area substitute teacher accused of inappropriately touching two students.
Investigators say Zachary Robbins was working as a sub in a Wausau elementary school when he touched a girl through a hole in her clothing, an act that he said was meant as a joke, but he later regretted. He was arrested 3 days later while subbing at a neighboring district and immediately terminated from the payroll at Parallel Staffing, who said he had passed all of their background checks before being hired. Robbins faces a count of child sexual assault for inappropriate contact with a person under the age of 13. The trial is scheduled to wrap on Thursday. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
State ag officials are seeking the public's help in tracking the invasive species known as adult spotted lanternflies. Adults are about 1 inch long and feature tan outer wings with black spots. The inner wings contain a mix of white, black, and red markings. They can be found feeding on hardwoods. While it hasn't yet been found in Wisconsin, the state ag agency is asking for help to monitor for the pest. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again asking people not to bait or feed deer this fall. DNR deer herd health specialist Aaron Larson says doing so can help prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease as deer will congregate.
You have more potential for infectious diseases to spread, like chronic wasting disease.
There are currently baiting and feeding regulations in place for 55 of the state's 72 counties. For the rest of the state, the DNR recommendation is to forego the practice altogether. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. Kay is survived by two sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, two daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, three granddaughters, one grandson, three step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rude, Gary Rude, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rude, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
Richard Dale Barrent, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Rebecca, and son, Jeremy, of Park Falls, two sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls, and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, two sisters-in-law, and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the Burt Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Burt Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Barrett.
A celebration of life service for Kenneth Strobel will be held this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running through the evening at the Cannon Park. Again, celebration of life for Kenneth Strobel this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Cannon Park.
David Wayne Kinnear, age 82, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Friday, September 15th, 2023. He is survived by two daughters, Christine Kinnear of Butternut and Lori Tice of Butternut, two grandchildren, his brother Jack Kinnear of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, at First Congregation United Church of Christ in Park Falls. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Wayne Kinnear. Harold Walter Herbst Jr. passed away on September 15th, 2023, surrounded by family at his home. He is survived by his wife Rose of Butternut, their four children, Harold Herbst III of Butternut, Heidi Lyon of Tennessee, Jake Herbst of Hudson, Becky Wegner of Park Falls, 11 grandchildren and four great-grandchildren, his stepmother Lois Herbst, brother Ed Herbst, sister Kathy City, and half-brother Ron Herbst. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 22nd, 2023, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday, September 22nd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold Walter Herbst Jr.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Update your home with 11% off all Shaw flooring. Shop our huge selection of soft and luxurious carpet to durable laminate and waterproof vinyl plank. These floors provide top-notch performance. Brilliance plush carpet is just 99 cents per square foot after 11% rebate. Now, M&R's. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A lot has happened in the outdoors these past couple of weeks since I've been gone, starting Labor Day weekend. The loss of daylight is really ramped up now. Super noticeable how the nights are getting longer, the daylight hours, of course, shorter, and of course, more trees and plants are changing colors because of it or drying out. The hunting seasons, of course, are really underway now. The black bear hunting season is in full swing, now allowed to hunt with either dogs and or bait or other legal methods. The bow deer season started this past weekend. That's always a big one. And the goose hunting season is underway now, too. Fall turkey hunting started this last weekend, and rabbit and squirrel hunting. And the ruffed grouse hunting season is open, of course, now, too, in the northern zone. A lot of leaves on the trees yet, so it makes it difficult to be successful grouse hunting at this time yet, but good luck. 7:45 to 8:45 is our minor fish feeding period today if you're on the water, which is cooling down. The afternoon major is from 2 till 4. Tonight's minor is from 8:15 until 9:15. And we're heading towards the autumnal equinox next weekend, so the length of our daylight is just now under 12 hours and 30 minutes. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43. Twilight time was at 6:13. Sunset time this evening is at 7:09. Twilight time is at 7:39. Our moon is waxing crescent, rising after 10 o'clock this morning, close to 10:30, and then setting tonight around 8:30. Weather-wise, it looks like our temperature pattern should be generally above normal by a few degrees most days. Today and tomorrow, generally around 70 for highs, but after that, we could be flirting with 80 or at least 75 plus here, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then backing off again next weekend. Overnight lows will generally be in the 50s. Looks pretty dry for the most part, and then winds are generally out of the south on a daily basis, generally in that 5 to 15 mile an hour range, lighter though for Wednesday and Thursday, picking back up more from the east by next weekend, which should drop the temperature pattern down a bit with chances of rain picking up somewhat too. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotik.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer, traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys helped them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if you're taking, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered showers, lows around 51. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 78. 75, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 70 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 78 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Not sure which thermometer to choose? Accuracy matters. Exergen Temporal Scanner is the smart choice. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen, the number one choice for medical professionals at the top-ranked hospitals in the U.S. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, Baltimore pulls off a ninth-inning comeback against Houston.
Cedric Mullins' ninth-inning three-run homer sent the Orioles to an 8-7 win over the Astros. Mullins' 15th homer of the season came off Astros closer Ryan Pressly and helped the Orioles increase their lead in the AL East to 2.5 games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
We just kept fighting, honestly. Those things were not going our way. It felt like there was and then it wasn't. And for our hitters, honestly, to answer the bell there and continue to score runs and to continue to keep us in the game and pick people up, that was massive.
Ryan O'Hearn finished 5-for-5 for Baltimore, while Gunnar Henderson added 3 hits. The loss keeps Houston's lead in the AL West at 2.5 games. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Other American League winners included Kansas City, Boston, and Seattle. In the National League, winners were the New York Mets, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and San Diego. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, interleague winners included Cincinnati, the Chicago White Sox, and LA Dodgers. In the NFL, Tony Jones Jr. scores twice, and New Orleans defense shuts down Carolina's Bryce Young in a 20-17 win.
Tony Jones Jr. rushed for a pair of touchdowns, putting New Orleans in front for good on his 2-yard rush with just under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Jones' first TD came after Saints receiver Chris Olave tipped a Derek Carr pass to himself to reel in a spectacular 42-yard reception. The Panthers pulled within 3 late after Bryce Young's 3-yard TD pass with just over 1 minute remaining.
Correspondent Gethin Coolball reporting. One other game saw Pittsburgh defeating Cleveland 26-22. Off the field, two people familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs and MVP Patrick Mahomes had agreed to a restructured contract. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers dropped their series opener to the Cardinals 1-0 in St. Louis last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Longtime Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright tossing seven scoreless frames to win his 200th career game.
That's one of the most fun games I've ever pitched in my whole life. You know, certainly will go down as a top three moment for me ever, you know, baseball-wise. So glad I got to do it here in front of our fans.
Wilson Contreras drove in the only run with a fourth-inning homer for the Cardinals. Game two of that series is tonight. Brewers top prospect Jackson Churio promoted to AAA Nashville for the final week of the minor league season. The 19-year-old is the youngest player at that level. He hit .280 with 23 homers and 43 stolen bases at AA Biloxi this season. Badger safety Hunter Wohler, the Big Ten's defensive player of the week. Wohler picked off two passes and registered 10 tackles, including a sack. In Wisconsin's win over Georgia Southern on Saturday, Badgers getting ready for Friday night's Big Ten opener at Purdue. They've started poorly in all three of their games so far. Coach Luke Fickell says that has to improve.
That is a big deal. And whether it's Braylon, whether it's Chez, whether it's that offensive line, just where, I mean, it is a multiplier. It is an energy giver. We have to find and create some more ways to, you know, to do that a little bit earlier.
Packers left guard Elgton Jenkins suffered a sprained MCL in his left knee during Sunday's loss to the Falcons. Jenkins told reporters in the locker room Monday that he didn't think his season is done after week two. Week two of the NFL season coming to a close last night. It was Pittsburgh over Cleveland 26-22, New Orleans down Carolina 20-17. Browns will be without their star running back for the rest of the season. Head coach Kevin Stefanski on Nick Chubb.
Nick's got a very significant knee injury, which is, you know, you feel for the person. He's a great football player, as we know, but he's an even better person. So we will support him every step along the way.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Got a head full of noise. About 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. The trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So long, four wheels turning, got a tank full of end. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, or maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now.
Dirt. no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoot.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Town boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign. Yeah, girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hook it up, see you next summer.
Brian Kelly, see you next summer. So, Hank Williams Sr., he had a lot of hit songs, and Alan Jackson chose one to play and record, and you can see if you look it up, to record Your Cheatin' Heart, accompanied by his acoustic guitar, to celebrate the 100th birthday of Hank Williams Sr. That was on Sunday, September 17th, so look that one up. It's pretty cool. Alan Jackson singing Your Cheatin' Heart on the internet. All right, Dierks Bentley, Carly Pierce, Parmalee, they're all coming up for you right here on your country music station.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered showers, lows around 51. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 78. 75, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 70 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 78 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 66.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest hot country.
The hottest. 98 Q Country.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing. How I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. That's how I'm doing since you did what you just have done to me. Well, now, wait 1 minute. I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy, because it was
sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking. Honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry. Cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took and done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took and done to me?
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all.
T-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I billion in the world.
myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that movie chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one, in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're.
Parmalee, Girl in Mine. I don't know where I got it, but I got it. It's a Hank Williams Sr. Greatest Hits album on vinyl. Occasionally, I get it out when the lights are low and the fire is going. I open up the doors to the house and feel the breeze coming through, and I listen to Hank Williams Sr. Happy birthday to Hank, 100 years old this past Sunday.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous.
98Q Country.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel burning on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn off the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold. Say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Just
prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man, lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I deserve. You should.
Selfish heart.